Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. When Thomas Edison did some future gazing about transportation during a newspaper interview in 1895, he didn't hedge his bets. The horseless carriage is the coming wonder, said America's reigning inventor. It's only a question of a short time when the carriages and trucks in every large city will be run with motors. More than a century later, it's clear that Edison got it right. America's economy and quality of life depend on a transportation system that functions well. Transportation, the planes, trains, trucks, buses, subways, and certainly the automobiles that Thomas Edison dreamt of, connects people to jobs, family, medical care, entertainment, education, and the goods we need for everyday life. Networks of trade that deliver breakthroughs in technology, consumer goods that are ever less expensive, and a growing economy, these are all possible because of transportation. As with other major infrastructure systems that support society, like the water that comes out of our taps and the electricity that flows into our homes, the importance of the nation's transportation system becomes apparent only when problems arise. The recent I-35 West Bridge collapse in Minnesota has inspectors from California to the Carolinas checking for rust, cracks, and other signs of weakness in the bolts and rivets that hold their state's bridges together, reminding us that we can't afford to take the integrity of these massive structures for granted. The destruction caused by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005 demonstrated the vital importance of transportation in response to natural disasters. The process of recovering from those disasters and in connecting regional economies to the nation's hinge on a strong, functioning transportation system. The loss of terminals, pipelines, railroad lines, and bridges along the Gulf Coast, for example, had an immediate impact on the energy supply nationwide. Although most of us recognize the importance of transportation at the state and local level, it doesn't top the list when people are asked about the most important problems facing the nation. Yet transportation plays a central role in linking regions and the world, which ties directly to creating the prosperity that Americans rank as their number one priority. Perhaps transportation's successes over the past century explain why it doesn't make the grade. The nation has made massive investments in building and operating transportation systems, which have connected cities to suburbs, metropolitan areas to one another, factories to markets, and consumers to goods produced all over the world. Americans are the most mobile people on Earth, with people and goods moving efficiently across the United States 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But the system is being pushed to its limits, and demands on our infrastructure are projected to grow significantly in the coming years. Trends in population growth, technological change, and the increased globalization of the economy are all driving this pressure. With the U.S. population slated to hit 100 million by the year 2040, the demand for passenger travel could double in the next 30 years. Moreover, the added population will concentrate in selected states and regions, which will intensify the demand for transportation in these areas. The revolution in information technology is expected to bring major societal and economic changes. But what about the impacts this will have on transportation? The continued expansion of trade stimulated by the IT revolution will increase the stresses on a freight system already facing severe congestion. With the emergence of China, India, and Mexico as major trading partners, international trade as a proportion of the gross domestic product has almost doubled to more than 22% in little more than a decade. Truck and containerized shipments may double by 2025 as the globalization of the economy unfolds. As trade becomes an increasingly important component of the U.S. economy, the transportation system will inevitably be expected to keep pace with demand. But we already see the difference between transportation demand and supply. The increase in congestion experienced by travelers is just one obvious symptom. All modes have been forced to contend with aging infrastructure and capacity problems, without adequate revenues to respond. The enormous transportation infrastructure that we built over the course of the 20th century is aging, and replacement and upgrade costs would total into the trillions of dollars. Roads, bridges, locks, channels, runways, terminals, and rail lines are made of durable materials that appear capable of lasting for many more decades, but they will not. On the inland waterways, for example, approximately half of the locks maintained by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are more than 50 years old. in use long beyond their designed service lives. But maintaining and upgrading the infrastructure is costly. The price tag for maintaining our highways, bridges, and transit systems comes to more than $90 billion every year, and that's $17 billion more than has already been invested. We know that research can yield cost-saving innovations that can extend the life of our transportation and infrastructure assets. Advanced technologies can be leveraged to identify problematic components that can be replaced or repaired before they fail. But innovation and investment still fall short. The difficulty is that our deteriorating infrastructure is often invisible to the public. Generating support for funding rehabilitation and reconstruction is therefore difficult. The price of short-term savings from deferred maintenance inevitably translates into greater rehabilitation costs further down the road. Raising the visibility and developing support for system preservation is critical to the 21st century transportation system. Part of the problem is the way we currently finance publicly owned facilities. For highways, the financing system based on gas taxes established more than 50 years ago has served the nation well, but in recent years, it's simply failed to keep up with demand and the effects of inflation on revenues. A variety of taxes on air passengers and airport users supports the nation's airports and air traffic control systems, but revenues from users aren't keeping pace with the increased demand on the air traffic control system, causing a gap in funding. Federal support to airports is shrinking, and uncertainties about carrier lease payments are reducing airport capital funding, even as passenger demands grow. Waterways face different problems. 80% of the funding for the marine transportation system comes from the budgets of several federal agencies, all of which are constrained by federal spending limits in response to the large deficit. Many ports require regular dredging to maintain operations and foster growth. Trust funds for this purpose have surpluses that aren't being drawn down because the balances are being used to offset the federal budget deficit. Amtrak, the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, tasked with providing intercity passenger train service in the United States, is in the midst of a major financial crisis as Congress and the administration engage in a protracted debate about reform options and appropriate levels of public funding. Despite sharp increases in ridership in recent years, the nation's public transit systems face considerable financial problems. The expansion of transit systems obviously increases the requirements for operating funds, most of which come from the fares that passengers pay, as well as from state and local government sources, neither of which are increasing as fast as necessary. Until the recent sharp run-up in gasoline prices, public opinion polls showed that voters favored fuel tax increases that would allow us to fund improvements in roads and transit systems. Although new revenue streams are needed, some tax sources, such as sales taxes, don't actually charge the users of the roads. Worse, they place a disproportionate burden on low-income taxpayers. The private sector also faces problems. With large increases in the interstate movement of goods, the nation needs steady growth in railroad capacity. Most of the major railroads, however, aren't earning enough money to justify expansion. The air transportation system is also experiencing difficult times, with the failure of more than one of the legacy air carriers likely. Despite a rebounding economy, major air carriers continue to lose billions of dollars, largely because of intense competition and sharply higher fuel costs. Past finance strategies for public investment in highways and aviation have much to recommend them. They're funded by users, they're inexpensive to administer, and they've given us steady streams of revenue for building new capacity and operating systems. But we simply cannot continue to rely exclusively on these approaches. Most transportation researchers recommend that we start investigating strategies that include more direct charging at the time of highway use. Perhaps more importantly, wiser investment of scarce resources, along with revenue-raising mechanisms that give users the incentives to choose the most cost-effective means of travel, should become a larger component of transportation finance. Regardless of how we approach the problems we're facing, there's no question that transportation is so vital to American prosperity and lifestyles that these challenges must be met. Thomas Edison understood that investment in innovation leads to the breakthroughs, the new ideas, and the creativity that are so urgently needed to preserve and improve the infrastructure on which we so clearly depend. The Transportation Research Board's Executive Committee periodically identifies a set of critical issues in transportation to focus attention on the most significant transportation issues facing the country and on the areas most in need of innovation. For more information on the Transportation Research Board, or on the critical issues in transportation, you may call 202-334-2934. You may also visit them online at trb.org. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.